This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
During the summer when the weather gets hot, I can only imagine how much time you plan to spend outside with friends or alone on your couch with that AC blasting. AT&T 5G and home internet keeps you connected, so you can enjoy all the summertime vibes, whether you're sharing pics from a rooftop, video calling your friends from an outdoor concert, or streaming your favorite show, episode after episode. So, stay connected to your favorite people and your favorite things with AT&T 5G and home internet. AT&T 5G requires compatible plan and device. Coverage not available everywhere. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Angela Yee and Charlamagne the God.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
The voice of the culture.
People watch The Breakfast Club for, like, news and really be tuned in.
It's one of my favorite shows to do. Just because y'all always keep it 100, y'all keep it real.
They might not watch the news, but they're on Twitter. They're on Facebook. They're, you know, they're listening to The Breakfast Club.
Get your ass up.
Yo, good morning, Angela Yee.
Hey, good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the Guy.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
I was just telling everybody behind the scenes that kind of missed the good old days.
What's the good old days?
When we first started this show, we didn't have much of anything. Meaning there was, when we walked in the building, there was no security.
That's what you want?
Nobody protected. No, but it was fun. And you just never know what to expect.
Well, I mean, listen, I've been attacked in front of this building twice. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like, I don't know how long ago was Can I Get a Drop? Like 6 years ago.
About 6 years ago.
For all the news, people that have joined us in syndication, because we're in 90 markets now, about 6 years ago, four or five guys tried to jump me in front of the radio station. One hit me in the back of the head.
Right.
I took off running because I thought that was a smart thing to do. Second time, I went to the pharmacy across the street to get some money out the ATM, and this one dude tried to attack me. That didn't end well for him.
That didn't end well. But you know, in both situations, I think we were pretty stupid, because in both situations, you called or you came, and we ran downstairs. It was just me, you, and MEZ at the time.
The second time, both times I was by myself.
Yep.
You know, a one-on-one situation, I can handle that. But then this morning, it's like, it's this guy out there asking me, remember, he was like, yo, remember when we met at the Amtrak? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Wow.
That's what he just said to
was
me.
Was it Glitter Street?
He was like, yo, you remember the conversation we had at the Amtrak? I'm like, the Amtrak? Like, what is it? Yo. Are you talking about the train?
Yo, he was like, yo, Swiss Charlemagne. I said.
He said Swiss?
You know, he said, where's Charlemagne? I said, please, white security guard with the gun, keep the gun out and just make sure I walk in the building.
That's the problem I have. See, here's the thing.
What's the problem you have? I like that problem.
I know, man, but see, what's going to happen is, gonna be a white man in a suit that does you dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Before even one of my people get their hands dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And then what?
Oh, he was in the corner. He was back in the corner.
Oh, he's going to jail right now?
Oh, he was in the corner.
He's going to jail?
I don't play that.
Wait, so he
I'm a corporate businessman.
No,
a taxpayer.
I didn't know something.
All right, you run up on me. I ain't playing that.
911, what's your emergency?
I'm not doing that. It's no need to get him beat up. You know what I'm saying? Once you hemmed up in a corner.
Yeah, but he was
now you're going to talk to the police.
He's been hiding since 4 o'clock in the morning, like in the bushes, in between things.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
How come I didn't know any of this?
You don't speak to the wrong people. As soon as there's a movement around this biatch, they call me immediately.
Because the thing is,
to make sure.
Once our people got to put hands on you, Now you're not going to come back tomorrow angry. So now you got to talk to the police, and you can tell the police what your issue is.
Why you have a black eye. Okay. Stuff.
But anyway, I ain't got time for all that.
I'm just trying to come to work.
But good morning, guys.
Mental illness is real, too, though.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? People be sitting around crazy.
It is. And speaking of mental illness, we have a doctor joining us this morning talking about mental illness. Her name is Dr. Jess.
Dr. Jessica Clemens. She's from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
She's a mental health wellness expert.
Okay.
You know?
All right. And then
somebody that y'all really need to know. Either know her now or regret not knowing her later.
Also, we have Ella Mai. She'll be joining us. Of course, she has the hit record Boot Up. I think it's 3x platinum. Trip, which is her next single, is absolutely positively on the way.
Yeah, that song's popping right now.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Ella Mai, too. You know what I did yesterday? That it was such a pleasure. Usually...
You slept?
No, I did sleep, though, yesterday. I went to a parent-teacher conference, right? And all the time when I go, whether it's Logan... Whether it's Jackson, there's always a situation. Jackson put his hands on somebody. Logan tackled the kid. I had to go for London. And when I say it was such a pleasure, I went in there and it was like, your daughter's reading, advanced by, 4 levels. And math is 2 levels advanced. And she's such a pleasure to work with. And she helps everybody. If somebody spills something, she helps cleans it up. If somebody doesn't know something about a problem or they're having, homework problems, she helps them. I was like, go ahead,
amazing.
Little Lundy. Go ahead, little girl.
Congratulations.
I was excited about that.
Proud dad.
Yes, I am. And let's get the show cracking. Front page news, what are we talking about?
Oh, well, maybe you don't want to play in the Super Bowl. Well, there's another option for you, and we'll tell you about that. And this is actually something that the owner of the Patriots has supported last year. This particular bowl was in Boston.
Okay, we'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, history. All right, morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get to some front page news. Now, here we go. Basketball. Celtics beat the 76ers 105-86.
Ooh.
And the Warriors beat the Thunder 108-100.
Yes, it's good to see the NBA back. I'm not going to front. I was watching TNT last night,
mm-hmm.
and seeing Shaq and Ernie and Chuck and Kenny Smith back on television made my day. You don't realize how much you enjoy something until it's gone.
Mm.
And I know, they've been gone all, whatever, summer. But to see them back was great.
Yeah, I'm excited
going to
about
the Knicks
NBA.
Game tonight.
Are you going tonight?
Yeah.
Knicks and who are they playing? The Nets?
The Hawks.
The Hawks. Okay. All right, well, what else are we talking about on front page news?
Well, let's talk about the Mega Millions and the Powerball jackpots. Combined, they are now worth more than $1.2 billion. The jackpot for Friday's drawing is $868 million, or a lump sum of $494.5 million for the Mega Millions. That's going to be the largest jackpot in the game's history and the second largest in the U.S. lottery jackpot history, period.
Now, so nobody won last night.
I think somebody won like $1 million. That's it.
Not the main jackpot.
Yeah, but not the main jackpot.
I definitely played last night.
Well, you didn't win.
I pulled up to the liquor store after picking my daughter up from cheerleading practice, and my daughter was asking me, why the hell am I playing the lottery?
Nobody's won in a while. They said the last Mega Millions jackpot was won July 24th. And the last Powerball was won August 11th. So it's been a minute.
I thought I was going to win last night, though, only because my daughter has never seen me play.
Mm-hmm.
So she kept saying what she would do with the money if she got the money. And then last night she was like, so if you go to sleep, how are you going to know if you won the lottery? What time did they announce the lottery? I'm like, don't worry about it. Okay.
I have time to claim it.
Yes.
All right, a Maryland police officer has been arrested and charged with rape. Ryan Macklin, he was a 6-year veteran of the Prince George's County Police Department. He pulled a woman over, and according to the woman, she told police that he allegedly attempted to touch her breasts before ordering her to move the car behind a store. And that's when he allegedly forced her to perform oral sex on him and told her he wanted to have sex with her. The alleged assault was interrupted by a witness. The woman said she had called that witness earlier, and that's when the officer returned to his cruiser and left the scene. The witness corroborated some of her account of the assault, and it was also backed up by video evidence. He's now been suspended without pay, and he's been charged with first-degree rape, second-degree rape, perverted practice, second-degree assault, and fourth-degree sex offense. All
Yikes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about something that maybe y'all didn't know about, but this has actually been around for 18 years, the Gay Bowl. Now imagine if you haven't... The Gay Bowl. This has actually been around 18 years. It started off as something with just a 3-team tournament that was played in a Hollywood high school.
Is
and
it
now
flag
it's
football
a,
or for real football?
It's
or?
Flag football.
I was thinking about one of those surprise bowls. You know, you close your eyes and you put your hands in a bowl.
Instead of the Super Bowl, it's the Gay Bowl.
Oh,
so
wow.
Now it's grown to a 3-day event with 35 sponsors, which includes United Airlines, Fidelity Investments, Sheraton Hotels, and UPS. And actually, New York is going to hold its second Gay Bowl next year. We're hosting it here next year in Honolulu. They're going to do it in 2020.
Are you going to tell us what it is?
The Gay Bowl.
Like it's a flag football game.
Oh,
but we're gay. Gotcha. The players are gay.
Okay.
They are. Why is that funny?
I don't know. It is.
Now, one person, Bryant, talks about what drew him, Dorian Bryant, to playing in the Gay Bowl. He said he first signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and then a year later, he was out of football. He walked away from an offer from the Tennessee Titans, and he ignored a call from the Dallas Cowboys. He said, I came out when I was 24 or 25, and it was just his choice. He said he didn't try and push it or anything. He didn't think he was going to play football anymore, but now he is the go-to receiver for the 2017 champion New York Warriors at the Gay Bowl. So now, 57 teams.
Is it an all-inclusive league? Could I play if I wanted to?
Yes, they actually welcome straight men.
Oh, they better.
To play as well, but I think there's a cap on that also.
And what would the cap be?
Well, the amount of straight men that can play.
That's not fair.
Now, the Patriots actually sponsored last year's Gay Bowl in Boston. The owner, Robert Kraft, spoke at the closing ceremony. And, you know, they thought it would be controversial, but now it's so accepted in mainstream, it seems like a no-brainer to be part of this.
Well, first of all, I don't see how something could be controversial that I've never heard of in my life. I've never heard of this situation.
But now
ever.
You know. It's been around 18 years, and now you know.
But it's not on TV yet, right?
No, it's not on TV, but they do have a lot of great sponsors.
Logo, y'all dropping the ball by not playing that on television.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Logo.
All right.
Well, that's front page news. Now, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent. Hit us up right now. Phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, y'all. It's me, Salem. Hey, Envy.
Salem, hey, good morning.
Hey, Salem.
Hey, Salem.
Hey, y'all. I just want to get off my chest. My manager, she's like probably 10 feet away from me. She's pissing me off, you guys, and she just making my morning so stressful.
And she's right there.
Put her on the phone.
Don't you put her
on the phone.
You guys going to hire me right now?
That's right. Don't lose your job.
Put her on the phone.
With us. Don't do
talk
that.
To her.
Don't do
y'all
that.
Y'all going to hire me?
Don't do that, Salem.
I'm not going to do that.
Let me just talk to her.
They're going to deport you back to Eritrea.
Get off my phone, y'all. Bye.
Bye, mama. Hello, who's this?
Morning. This is Don from Brooklyn.
Don, what's up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yo, man, Melania need to worry about her own husband and her own priorities and stop worrying about T.I. T.I.'s a man that's an artist, created art. She need to worry about her own husband disrespecting her.
Okay, well, so he's talking about the T.I. video, Melania Trump. They feel like it's inappropriate and they want us to boycott T.I., which is not going to happen.
Wow, I guess you'll tell us more in the rumors about that?
We talked about it yesterday.
Yeah, ain't nobody boycotting T.I. Now, he might get audited a couple times next year.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody boycotting.
Might be in the flagged on the plane.
Yeah, the black community, I'm pretty sure, will always support Clifford Harris.
Hello, who's this?
Morning, this is Jeremy T. from Chicago.
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Just want to say, give a shout out to King DJ Envy, Queen Angela Yee, and King Charlemagne the God.
Well, thank you, sir. Oh, we appreciate that.
Appreciate that.
Thank you, King.
Oh, thank you.
You a king yourself, my brother. We all children of God. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, just black, blessed, highly favored.
There you go.
My new job.
All right.
Left the toxic environment and just happy to be heading to my new job this morning.
All right.
Congratulations,
brother.
Sir.
Hello, who's this?
This is Nicole.
Hey, Nicole, get it off your chest. And happy birthday. I know yesterday was your birthday, right?
Yeah, y'all told me happy birthday. Y'all told me have a great day. I did. Until, on my way home, I got into a car accident.
No.
I am so upset.
How bad was it, mama?
So it wasn't too bad. It was some young girl not paying attention, running a stop sign.
She probably was on the phone.
She was on the phone. She got out the car on the phone.
I'm so sorry.
I'm like, yes.
It is.
It is all your fault.
Did you call the police and wait for them to come?
Or did you let it slide?
Hell no.
We got to get that insurance money. Christmas right around the corner. You feel me?
Oh, my goodness.
And my knee, you know, I'm like, I got a little pain in my knee.
A little? Like, no, you can't even walk, boy. I saw you. You couldn't even walk. You was limping crazy.
I got a limp.
I saw you crying and everything.
Your back got to hurt,
yes,
too.
I got PTSD. I'm traumatized.
I know you're trying to be strong and all of that, but it's okay to hurt. It's okay to feel that pain.
Goodbye, Nicole.
She did you dirty.
I know. Bye, y'all.
Styles.
Yeah, what's up, Yee?
You got one chance. He wants to shoot a shot with Yee. You got one shot. Go.
Yeah, why you want to be the director? But anyway, what's up, Yee? How you feeling?
What's up? How are you?
What I got to do to get your number?
You have it. You just called me.
It's not your number. This is the radio number. I want your number, your personal number.
1-800-585-105-NO.
Listen, man, who is these? Your donkey brothers, right? Yeah, tell them to fall back a little bit.
Well,
in the way.
First of all, I have a boyfriend, so, but I appreciate it.
You have a boy? What did you say?
Ooh.
Oh, God. Now, you're not going to get nowhere trying to diss my man.
Listen, you need a man in your life. You, first thing you said was, I have a boyfriend. What's that, a boy? You got a kid? You up in age, man. You need a man in your life.
Like, we argue already, and we're not even together.
That's a way to get a girl
together.
To tell us you're up in age. You're up in age. Wow.
You know what I mean? I'm just letting you know, the first thing that came out your mouth is, I have a boy. So I'm like, that must be the image you're giving to.
Where you work at, bro? You got a good job?
Do I have a good job? I don't work.
Oh, nah, we can't mess with you. What's your credit score, bro?
You got too much time on your hands.
What's your credit score?
What's my credit score? Who are these guys?
You don't even know your credit score, man. We can't know. I'm sorry, Yee. You can't even talk to him. Credit score sound like he about a 400. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're man
or black.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Your iPhone, you can't be serious, iPhone.
iPhone Sam, you know we're not messing with you right now.
Listen, why would I have listen, keep game. One of my friends, right? He could have easily gave these kids some drugs or something.
No. We're not going there yet, iPhone. Hold on.
Slow down,
now,
iPhone.
If you don't know, iPhone has been charging people for shout-outs. He takes their money and says The Breakfast Club is going to shout them out. Some girl hit me and said, hey, where's my shout-out? iPhone Sim, I gave him some money for a shout-out.
Yes, I actually have her. And let me shout her out right now, Ashley. Ashley McConey. She said, you charged her $100 for a shout-out.
And you just got him his money.
Listen, that's going to mess up the whole edit. Just saying normal. Ashley McConey from Port Washington, upcoming singers. We going to edit
you just
that.
Got it. You just got him his money, Yee.
She said that you took her money and then blocked her.
Never. She called me mad. She think that y'all on the air Saturday and Sunday. I told her she had to wait until Monday. She gave me so many
iPhone Sam, you cannot charge people.
You cannot take money, iPhone. You can't take money. Like, you can't take money for shout-outs.
Well, technically, iPhone Sims don't work here.
No.
So this is kind of an ill hustle if you think about
it. You can try.
Charging people to get shout-outs on The Breakfast Club that he calls in and does, that's kind of ill.
She's trying to use me. She's trying to use me. Like, yo, let me get the same video that you got. So I said, bet, I got you. You know, like, I'm going to call my boy Envy. Yo, listen, though, I ain't going to front. I deserve this money, bro. I had to download that text-free app.
He really not doing nothing wrong.
So how much money have you made, iPhone Sam? How much money have you made?
Maybe a little $300-$400. I mean, not major.
I respect the hustle, bro.
Crazy.
If people are willing to pay you to call, for you to call in and shout them out.
He wants us to shout them out.
Say their name one more time.
No. I'm not getting caught up in this plug hole.
Listen, no, keep getting this. That's not why I called. Well, that was half of it. Why I called was my friend got arrested, right, for having these kids sell candy by like a Starbucks. They said that they gave him endangerment the welfare of a kid. But he didn't dress these kids. He picked them up at a bus stop.
He dressed them.
He took them out and they sold candy.
Some
iPhone. White guy noticed that.
You got money. You got money. Bail him out.
Man, he already out. Listen. They want to hang on all black people trying to do positive, bro. He could have easily gave them kids some drugs to sell or some to sell. He gave them candy to make money. They called the cops and said that they were underdressed. How is that possible? This there, Razzy. Like, he picked him up from somewhere.
All right.
His parents should be in trouble, not him.
iPhone.
You already earned your money, iPhone.
Yeah, you got your money already.
Did
you
shout out?
Have a good day. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Goodness gracious. Michelle, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Get it off your chest, mama.
So, I listen to you guys all the time. Charlamagne is like my favorite. I always agree on him on most things.
Thank you, baby.
No problem. But yesterday, I was a little disappointed when you guys were talking about that white lady that was like stopping the black guy from getting in the building.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, no, she's not crazy. She's just white. I think it's kind of like a double standard. Like, if even though there are crazy white people, I'm half white and I'm Puerto Rican too. But like, if Ryan Seacrest was to say that about a black lady, you know, like, no, she's not crazy. She's just black. I think that a lot of people would have a problem with it.
I see what you're saying. I mean, I don't like to generalize all white people, but the concept of whiteness, you know what I'm saying? The concept of the concept of entitlement, the concept of privilege, the concept of supremacy, that's what she was exhibiting in that video. So I should have said that wasn't, that she's not crazy, that was just whiteness, peak whiteness. That's what I should have said.
I hear you. I agree. I mean, I think she was crazy and wrong, but I just didn't like how it came off because I'm a big fan. And, you know, like, I
understand.
Know what I'm
we do have to make a difference. And I always try to between the good white people, the allies, and the racist bigot crack ass crackers.
Perfect.
Yes.
All right, mama.
I agree.
Hasta luego.
Right, you too.
What? Doesn't that mean goodbye? What does that mean? Dramos, doesn't mean, yeah, Dramos said it does mean
Dramos
goodbye.
Is Puerto Rican, so if Dramos says that, you know, hasta bolego means...
Yo, hasta luego.
Hasta luego means goodbye. It means goodbye.
That's what it means. All right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up at any time. Yee, we got rumors on the way.
Now, did y'all watch the BET Hip Hop Awards yesterday? We're going to get into the winners. We'll talk about the ciphers and all the highlights of what went down.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time. What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report.
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, last night, the BET Hip Hop Awards were on. It was hosted by D. Ray Davis. Shout out to him.
Drop on the clues bombs for D. Ray Davis. He did a decent job.
Yeah, he did good.
I thought he did a very good job. He had some moments that I actually laughed out loud.
Yeah, he was funny. He was very comfortable, too. Now, Drake led the nominees with 11 nominations. Cardi B had 10 nominations, but Drake, of course, wasn't there.
Drake, he always gives the BET Hip Hop Awards his ass to kiss.
Well, here's what D. Ray Davis said about that.
Drake always nominated, always win, and don't come to the shows. I understand, Drake, you don't rock with us, bruh. You don't rock. You don't want to come to the war shows. You ain't got to come. At least in the who wrote your hit it.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
Hey, stop, hey. Stop. Don't oh and ooh. Drake ain't going to say nothing to me because Jay Prince told him he couldn't.
Hey. 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 Trouble the clues, mom.
We know you like
Davis.
Jokes like that.
I love, listen, I'm here for Drake slander. I will say this, though. To play White Devil's Advocate, Drake hasn't shown up to no award show in a long time. Like, when the last time you seen Drake at any award show?
He ain't really do award show or interview. The only interview I seen was just a LeBron joint.
Yeah, I remember he tweeted that once that he wasn't doing any more award shows.
Well, he meant it.
Yeah.
All right. I actually tried to make sure I stayed up to watch DJ of the Year, but that actually ended up going to Khaled. But Envy, you were that. Nominated.
Yeah, stop it.
What?
You don't have
what?
To do that. Envy's
you don't know
a big
what's
boy.
Happen.
You knew Khaled was getting.
But
that
she
award.
Said. She said I was nominated. Thank you. Yes,
yes, you were nominated.
Congratulations to Khaled.
They showed you for like a half a second. I noticed that too. Like everybody else, they let stay on the screen for a minute. They'd be like DJ Drama, and they show like a whole video montage. For Envy, it was just like a still picture. Envy, and it real quick. I'm like, damn.
All right, also, the BET Cypher.
I did have a Nissan commercial on during the BET.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Also, the BET Cypher, of course, is what a lot of people like to watch. Some people who stood out, Nick Grant.
Drop on the clues box for Nick Grant, South Carolina's own, damn it. Okay?
Like the skill don't match your height. You know it's fake love when the views don't match the likes. I'm a mixture of good karma and bad advice. I'm from the dirty with ask for your casket price. Got your babe watching, she's a fan of my stuff. Lips poking out the coupe like Pamela's bust. See the snake in eyes, she don't gamble with love. Still she taking off the top like the manager cut. Hey, I'ma reign forever, it's like a week for trial. That wish was overhead, I get the check and bounce. You little get embarrassed, can't see my style. It's like the teacher made the class clown read aloud.
I thoroughly enjoyed Nick's bars, and I enjoyed seeing that Walter Burrow, South Carolina, under his name, because a lot of people from the crib in those positions don't like to rep the crib, which is South Carolina. So salute to Nick for that.
Right. Also, let's talk about this Vic Mensa freestyle. Now, a lot of people were talking about this before it even happened. It got a lot of attention. People had issues with him mentioning XXXTentacion. Well, here's what that freestyle sounded like, and you'll notice that some of the names were bleeped out.
Loser, your favorite rapper's a domestic abuser. Hey, name a single Vic Mensa song. We all know you won't live that long. I don't respect posthumously. Homicide ain't new to me. Catch up with academics at your eulogy.
What did he say?
He said, your favorite rapper is a domestic abuser. Name a single Vic Mensa song. XXX, we all know you won't live that long. Mm. And then he said, I don't respect N-words posthumously. Homicide ain't new to me. Catch up with academics at your eulogy.
I guess he's not. I don't agree with that, but if you didn't like somebody when they were alive,
you're not gonna like them when they pass away.
I guess you're gonna keep that same energy
and
when they die.
His mom was in the audience.
Yeah. Well, he didn't know that was taped beforehand.
Taped before that.
That was taped way beforehand.
Yeah, a lot of people want smoke with Vic Mensa behind that door. I saw Zoe Dollaz on DJ Head and Bootleg Kev show, and he was.
It was just unnecessary.
It's on.
It was really just unnecessary. Is the main issue now?
Why he want smoke with academics so much?
Yeah, he don't like.
You know they've been going back and forth.
Don't act all innocent like it's you don't know.
Oh my God!
It's academics though.
You didn't like him for a week.
Who?
You.
Who?
You.
Who?
Can I get
like?
Back to the BT Hip Hop Awards? Y'all can argue later. Now there was also an all women cipher, and Erykah Badu kicked it off as she was DJing. Check it out.
Boss and a worker, keep a tight circle. Last name Bardu, first name Erica. You can call me Erica, like Mrs. America. Try to stare at her, but I ain't breaking character. A-P-P-L-E-S, potpourri smelliest. E-R-I-M, Tamara Badu is never fast. Pick your phone up, call Tyrone up. Tell him T-minus 10, I'm blowing the zone up. I'm hot like... in the sun's corona. Mama's gone spat cheering out. They grown up. Floating on lily pads. Humdilililililad. Bitches can get it, but I ain't studying they silly ass.
Ha ha ha. Dropping the clues bombs for Badu, damn it.
Now she posted it.
She was really freestyling.
She
too.
Said, Dallas, yeah, stand up because she's from Dallas. She said, dope. A big Triple D shout and much love to Yella Beezy. D Town got you, baby. Keep swimming. And Yella Beezy was watching the BET Awards from his bed in the hospital because, you know, he was shot and he did perform at the BET Hip Hop Awards. Obviously, this was pre taped. He posted, I'm in a blessed position because I'm a blessed individual. God got the last say. So, Dallas, tell the world, we on BET. We made it. That's on me, baby.
We've been doing Breakfast Club for almost 8 years and I never run out of a show. For people to get donkey today. When I saw people last night tweeting,
how
was Yella Beezy performing when he just got shot 2 days ago?
No.
It really made me realize the era of idiocracy that we're in.
They were joking.
No, they weren't.
Well,
I'm
people also
they weren't joking.
Might just casually be watching and not know that it's pre-taped.
The man posted a video of him watching himself in the hospital.
But maybe
that should
they
let
didn't
you know
see
it's
that
pre-taped.
Video.
My
I don't
God,
know.
People.
There were people all over the weekend reporting what they were wearing and everything. Nobody knew none of that.
Maybe they don't watch social media.
Yeah.
And they were just watching TV. All right, well, Lil Duval closed out the show.
Hey.
Also, but do we have time for that?
No.
Okay. Yeah, come on, man. Don't do that.
We'll do it in the next rumors. Because y'all were talking too much. That's your fault. You were talking too much.
We got to go.
Y'all going to pay
homage
to Lil
Duval. If y'all stopped talking during rumors, we would have got to.
We
got to
go.
Drop on the clues bombs for Lil Duval. Closed out the BET Awards.
If you said they only showed me for half a second, we ain't got time for Duval.
Best performance last night was Lil Duval and Ball Greasy.
I missed it. I ain't
and then Partisan Fontaine and Cardi B, but I couldn't.
All right, I'm Angela Yin. That's your rumor report.
You on the payroll for real.
All of my peoples.
All right.
Okay.
All right, when we come back, Front Page News, what we talking about, Yee?
We are going to talk about the Mega Millions and the Powerball jackpots combined over $1 billion.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The illness is real, man.
Why you say that?
I'm just going back to what we were talking about earlier this morning when the guy was in front of the building and, you know, the guy had to get hemmed up. The guy's running up on me talking about I'm throwing subliminals at him with the title of my book.
Shook one, yeah.
Push Your Teeth, you know song. I know that's, what that's about.
Yep, and you met him on the Amtrak.
I pressed him. He said I pressed him on the Amtrak.
Yeah,
like,
you on the Amtrak every day, B.
Like, this dude came to the radio station this morning, been waiting out there since 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock this morning.
All of these stories, like, really got an issue with me in his mind about stuff that he made up.
I believe him. All right, but let's get in some front page news. What are we talking about, Yeezy?
Well, let's talk about the Mega Millions and the Powerball jackpots. Combined, they are now worth more than $1.2 billion. So, you guys, now is the time to play. There haven't been winners in a minute. So, according to the lottery, they are saying that these jackpots are so big because no one's won since July 24th for the Mega Millions, and then it was August 11th for the last Powerball jackpot winner. So, somebody's going to win big.
I definitely played last night.
I'm going to play today.
I played Mega Millions last night. Powerball tonight, actually. How much is the Powerball again?
The Powerball is worth...
600, I thought.
800.
Oh, I'm definitely...
Oh, no, that's the Mega Millions.
Yeah,
the Mega Millions
is
868 million, and the Powerball is 345 million.
The only thing I hate when the numbers get that high, I spend more money than I usually would. Usually, I spend like
$10. Hey, you got to spend money to make money.
Get 5 quick picks. But when the numbers get that high, I spend
$20. I'm going to spend $20.
They get 10 quick picks.
I'm going to spend $20.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, and let's talk about the Gay Bowl. Now, instead of the Super Bowl, there is the Gay Bowl. And one player, Dorian Bryant, talked about basically how he got involved. Now, he had first signed with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And then they said a year later, he was out of football. He got an offer from the Tennessee Titans, walked away from that. He ignored a call from the Dallas Cowboys. He said, I came out when I was 24 or 25. And he said it was more of my choice. I didn't try and push it. He said he never wanted to be a figurehead for a movement. He said, I don't want to be that guy. But for the first time, he actually was able to now play and not worry about what his teammates were going to think about him. So the Gay Bowl has been around for the past 18 years. Last year, they actually played in Boston, and the Patriots president, the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft, actually spoke at the closing ceremony.
Why do they do the pose like that, though? Go back to that pose revolt. If you don't have revolt, they're posing, showing their armpit here. Like, I don't know.
Do they play full teams, or is it
only 7-on-7?
7-on-7. I would think
it's flag football.
Because I would think it's a lot of positions they don't have, like tight end.
Like what else?
Probably not a lot of offensive linemen, stuff like that. Yeah.
Right. Well, you know.
Definitely no tight end, though.
Actually, they have 35 huge sponsors, which includes United Airlines, Fidelity Investments, Sheraton Hotels, and UPS. A whole mixture of people. And it's actually growing. So this should be pretty great.
Do they have wide receiver? Is wide receiver?
I don't know what all the positions are, guys. Come on.
I can
name a couple. If you're interested, you have to look it up.
Listen, the ass slaps when you make a good play in that game are probably so intimate.
Anyway.
Is it on TV? Because I'll check it out.
I don't know if it's on television, but
Logo, y'all
it
really
will be in New
ball.
York. It will be in New York next year if you're excited and you want to win.
Logo,
and
you're really dropping the ball by not airing this, Logo.
Can anybody play? Can Charlamagne play?
Yes, he can.
I would love to play.
You should play.
Okay.
I think he should.
What position?
And I wish they would tell me I couldn't play because I would yell discrimination like a mother F.
First of all, you're probably not even good enough to play. Let's keep it real. These are real players.
And?
Like, that play for real NFL teams.
What position would Charlamagne be?
Punter.
Nah, definitely not a punter.
Nah, not a punter.
I play running back. I'm probably too a little too slow.
Tight end? No, not tight end.
Don't insult these Gay Bowl players by thinking that y'all could actually compete.
Wide receiver?
I said I'm too slow.
Wide receiver?
What I'm saying. Y'all can't compete with
Who's the guy that throws the ball between his legs?
The center.
So you could be a center.
All right, guys.
No, I'm too small.
Anyway, shout out to everybody at the Gay Bowl.
Drop on the clues bombs for the Gay Bowl, Dad.
That's your front page news?
I think I'll write a better name.
I like Gay Bowl.
Nah, it's too simple. It's basic. You know what I'm saying?
How are you rebranding the Gay Bowl? Let them have their game. Like, who are you?
Every gay guy knows more creative than that. You know what I'm saying? They got the lingo down. You know what I mean? Call it the Trade Bowl or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, something like Gay Bowl. It's like, okay.
All right. Well, that is your front page news. Now, when we come back, talking mental health.
Oh, yes. This is a young woman that we're bringing in here who you may not know now, but you will know later. And if you don't know her yet, you should know her later. Okay?
Right.
And you will thank us later for getting to know her today.
Her name is Dr. Jess.
Jessica Clemens.
Psychiatrist. And we're going to talk to her about everything this morning. So if you got some questions, you might want to get on the line. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Yes, sir.
Dr. Jessica Clemens.
Good morning,
Hi.
Dr. Jess. How
Good
are
morning.
You?
Excellent.
So who is Dr. Jess exactly?
Oh, my goodness. So that name actually came out of endearingly being called that on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It started out with me just kind of on Instagram sharing a little bit of my life. Like, you know, here's my relationship. Here's what I'm doing for fun until, like, I'm a doctor. And people were like, Dr. Jess. So I started to kind of use that as a way to kind of continue to feel connected.
Gotcha.
But basically, I'm a psychiatrist. I'm finishing my training right now in New York City. I graduated from Cornell. At that point, when I was in med school, I thought I would be like a dermatologist.
Okay.
Thought I would do.
Need those too.
Yes,
have
we definitely do.
Switch to Dr. Sandy.
Yeah. Ah, nice. Then there was a period I was like, oh my God, I love surgery. I was really, really kind of good working with my hands and like getting in there and suturing. But it was on my psychiatry rotation, because in med school you rotate through like all the specialties.
Mm-hmm.
So I rotated through psychiatry and I fell in love with it. There was a man who was so depressed that he couldn't move, he couldn't speak, he blinked really slowly, and I learned that was called catatonia.
Mm-hmm.
And so we treated him, and then he shared with me, it was your help as a medical student that kind of got me through. So at that point, I was like, it's done. I'm going to be a psychiatrist.
When you went to medical school, right, I know they say a lot of times they don't push people like black women, black men to be psychiatrists. What was your experience like before you actually found your calling?
Absolutely. So you're totally right. There's only about 2,000 psychiatrists that are black in the United States out of like 26,000 total. So I did get like backlash a little bit from my family. They just saw immediately like, Where are you going to get patients from? We don't see psychiatrists.
We spent all this money putting you through school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So a lot of
what
student
did they think?
Debt.
Like, white people ain't gonna want to talk to you.
Exactly. That was one piece. Yeah. White people certainly won't be your patients. We don't see psychiatrists. I feel like you really fumbled.
Have you suffered with any mental health issues yourself, or somebody in your family? Or?
I certainly think my family has had it. I think pretty much every family does. If we just look at the rates, it's everywhere. Personally, my journey in terms of like my own experience with mental illness has been developing anxiety when I was in med school. Mm-hmm. So I went to an HBCU. I went to Tuskegee. I was like,
sorry.
For what?
No, I mean, you didn't go to Hampton, so I'm saying sorry.
Cut it out. Tuskegee is like literally the mother of all HBCUs.
Okay.
So I went there, was like really popular on campus in terms of like being very active, involved. So anyways, I get to med school and I'm one of five black students at Cornell. Definitely anxiety kicked in from like, what's up with your hair? To like, what's the origin of your last name? And I'm like,
God.
You know, but I would turn up. So I'd say like, I don't know, a slave master. Like, what do you mean? What's the origin of my last name? So I found that I became very insecure, curious about like, how are people experiencing me? And it developed into panic attacks.
Mm.
So mine were really like heart palpitations.
Mm-hmm.
And it was during my psychiatry residency, which I'm finishing, where someone said, you got to get in and see a therapist. And I was like, hell no, I'm not going to see one. And then I did, and it's been really helpful.
Don't you think school or that whole situation is like a form of rational anxiety, though? Because I feel like you got rational anxiety and irrational anxiety. Like, you knew the source of your anxiety.
I agree, but at the time, I didn't know what it was. I remember it was a problem. So it happened a few times. I would be, like, really angry.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember realizing when I was angry, let's say I was talking to my supervisor, and she was just not understanding my way of presenting the case. And I remember like going back to the resident room and my heart was racing. And so I just thought I was angry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow, okay, this is weird. But then I remember hanging with my friends and we were like getting ice cream and it was a fun day. And then when I was in the car, it started happening again. So I'm like, okay, this is what I'm telling people that I'm taking care of to realize this is a symptom of anxiety. So I think to your question, yes, looking back, it seems rational, but I think my experience is not unique. I think a lot of people of color experience that because you're living in these two worlds, right? In one space, I make sense. I can run for Miss Tuskegee and almost win. That's probably why I love them so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then in another space, it's like, who's that? What do you mean? What are you listening to? Who's this? Who's that? And it just felt
Did
real.
You see Empire last night?
Yeah.
I love Black Panther. Like, what do you mean?
But does everybody suffer with mental illness now? Because now it seems like everybody has some little problem or feeling of mental illness, like everybody.
Oh, mentally, what you said about anxiety is the number one form of mental illness in America.
So should everybody go see a psychiatrist?
Okay, so my personal view is yes, but not so. Psychiatrists, we are trained to prescribe medication, and we can do both therapy and medication. So my personal interests lie in both. I don't think that everyone has these significant disorders, but I do think that we all experience anxiety in our lives. We all experience periods where we may feel a little bit down or stuck. And so therapy is actually what I would recommend.
For everybody.
Even, but
who does the therapist see? Because if everybody's having a problem,
you see your own therapist.
I think about that. I do, because I know I'm a lot from my therapist.
You see your own.
Yeah.
So what are your thoughts on prescribing medication? Is it like a last resort, or is it something that you might offer early on?
Great question. So for me, I personally think there's so much more power in allying with the patient and really meeting them where they are. So if I'm working with someone who really has strong feelings against medication, I'll work with them. I don't force it. Now, unless a person is very clearly having an episode that makes them at risk of hurting themselves or others, then in the state of New York, we could hospitalize them against their will. We certainly can medicate them also. But if it's like a one-on-one in my office thing, I work with them and encourage, like, look, this anxiety is really affecting your relationships. It's affecting your functioning at work. Let's see how you feel if we try it. If it doesn't work for you, we can stop it.
And this might sound a little crazy, but do you think it's a fad? And the reason I say that is when people started talking about kids having ADD, right?
Mm-hmm.
I swear, it seems like every kid that was bad, he has ADD. And I don't necessarily think that every kid that they said had ADD had ADD. I think it might have been maybe the kid was lazy, and we've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like now with mental illness, it's quick for somebody to say. Like if somebody's going through something, they have mental illness, there's a problem. You know, is it fatty?
So I think, how do I answer that? So it's really difficult for me to say that because in my world, I see people and I know that I am doing the proper due diligence. I'm doing a full assessment
mm-hmm.
and coming to my decision.
Correct.
But I think outside of the world of mental health, this field, I think it can be thrown around a bit, but that's also because people don't really know all of the criteria that you need in order to meet having generalized anxiety disorder or a depressive episode. Again, I think what we are seeing are anxiety that presents from situations or, you know, just feeling really kind of like you're stuck. There's a lot of reasons why people may say that. So I'm reluctant to say it's a fad because I still think at least within the Black community, we're not talking about it enough.
And the reason I say that, not to cut you off, is
like
my
son.
I know, because I'm going to explain it. Like my son, for instance, right? He had a problem in school. And the first thing family members was like, well, maybe you should get him checked out. Maybe he has ADD, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I transferred him to a different school. Once I transferred him, no problems. Kid's an angel. And I feel like that's sometimes with mental illness. I think people just look for an excuse. And if something's going on or there's a problem or something's tough, instead of sometimes fighting that toughness or just going through it, it's like, I'm mentally ill. I got to go see a doctor. I feel like it's an excuse a lot.
Okay. That's why there's a stigma.
Yes, that is exactly why. So I think in the example that you're sharing about your son, certainly advocate for the proper testing or do what you did, try it in a different environment. But I think we also know that, you know, ADD can be undertreated, and for some children, having a stimulant can certainly help them to focus so that they won't miss milestones as they're, you know, going through their education. But, you know, I think to your point, there can be a lot of mislabeling that's happening, especially in our communities. We know that for schizophrenia, a Black man that presents with symptoms similar to a white man is more likely to have the diagnosis of schizophrenia, mm-hmm. and the white man to have the diagnosis of bipolar disorder, which is less stigmatized than having schizophrenia. So there's a lot of issues there. But I think what you recognize as a parent is like, you know your son and you're going to try something different.
Mm-hmm.
However, if the new environment didn't, you know, change.
You know, we'll take it to that next level, right? Absolutely.
But I think it's something that does come up.
All right, we got more with Dr. Jess. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building. She's a mental health doctor. Dr. Jess. Charlamagne?
Well, let's talk about the stigma of mental health in the Black community. Why is it such a stigma?
Oh, my gosh. So I think it goes back for... Is it kind of archaic for me to talk about slavery?
But no.
I think,
sure.
But
always
a lot
a good time
of it,
to talk about slavery.
It is. But seriously, I think a lot of it goes back to just how, and when I talk about Black people, I'm talking about Black Americans. Mm-hmm. For Black Americans, I think the fact that we came here and were forced to work and we're forced to push against so much, there became this way of life that we can endure a lot, right? Mm-hmm. And so it still affects the way that doctors even take care of Black patients. They assume Black women have a higher tolerance for pain.
Mm.
So it's affecting every single one of us. The church also.
Pray
it away. Mm. There's something that you're doing. You don't have enough faith. And honestly, also, I just think that it's not really cool yet for Black people to admit that we have a problem.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. But having a mental illness is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that you're living this life like everybody else.
And it's a lack of information, too, because I feel like we barely got insurance and money to go get your physical check, nonetheless the mental.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Even with Obamacare, I think in 2016, 15% of Black people were still uninsured. Mental health treatment is very expensive, but mm-hmm. The stigma, I think, prevents us from even taking that first step.
So what kind of conversations do you have? Like, I'm trying to think back to you, the first conversation you said you had with the guy when you was in school.
Yeah.
Like, what was that conversation like? Like, how did you?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. You know, a lot of it is just really kind of checking on the person, asking them how they're feeling, how they're doing. So people, I think, when we go to people who actually have diagnoses with, like, been diagnosed with a mental illness, a lot of time there's a lot of, like, isolation that they may feel. They may feel disconnected from people. And so what I did as a medical student was really be there for the person and just kind of talk about how they're feeling. Is there anything that I can help them with? But again, this person really wasn't communicating there, but simply my presence mm-hmm. was enough to let this person know they're not alone,
mm-hmm.
especially with depression, mm-hmm. right? Hopelessness is a symptom of depression, mm-hmm. feeling a lot of guilt about things, certainly feeling suicidal can be one. There's a lot of isolation that happens with people who are depressed. So if you're physically present and just showing that you care, it can help a person just know that they can continue.
What's the best way to deal with mental illness?
Get treated.
Yeah. What's the best way to treat it? Is therapy?
So it depends. So like schizophrenia, it needs medication.
Mm-hmm.
That's a chronic mental illness. It definitely needs to be medicated. Depression and anxiety, there's evidence to show that both medication and therapy, they have the same like effects. So again, thinking about the severity. So if someone comes in and they are severely depressed, they're not able to function at work, they're not getting out of bed, they're not showering, medication would be the first line. Someone who's able to function, seeming a little down, that person could probably also benefit just from therapy. So either or, depending on what it is.
And what is the Be Well brand?
So I didn't share that. So I, in playing around a little bit with Instagram and sharing more about my work as a doctor, I started out doing these live sessions where I'll get literally on Instagram Live every Saturday or Sunday at 12 p.m. Eastern. I'm on there. I'm talking about topics like relationships. But while I'm in there with people, and I usually get a pretty good, you know, following, I'll go into things like therapy, going into things like anxiety, abuse, things that kind of get people more thinking about mental health. That kind of blossomed into me wanting to really talk about the same things, but in a safe space. So Be Well is literally a conversation series that I have with really interesting people, people that are using their platforms to do good and really kind of send a message. Mm-hmm. So last month we were in OK Space. I had Rhapsody.
Yep, it was Suit the Rap.
Yes, so it was so great. She came and shared, you know, a little bit about her life. She has a very interesting story as well. She grew up in a small town, how she named her album. So we really talk about that. And also, obviously, what our thoughts are on mental health. So I want to just kind of push the conversation into spaces where they aren't happening, but also using people, not using them, but bringing people that, you know, can change the narrative in front of an audience that already follows along with them.
In your relationship with your husband, does he feel like you're analyzing him sometimes, like when you're having an argument or anything?
I would say probably, because everyone assumes that I am, but... he's been really, really supportive. He's also like encouraged me to really kind of pursue doing what I'm doing now and not necessarily waiting until residency is done next year. He's like, if the opportunity is here now to help people, do it. So, but I'm sure he would say.
Yeah, it's kind of like dating Professor X, right? You're like, stay out of my head. Are you in my, you know what I mean? You got to feel like that just a little bit.
Like, you feel like you can't scream and yell because you're like, okay, I got to keep it together.
You know, I don't. So I'm still very much a product of my environment, too. So I, you know, I definitely have to remember, like, to breathe, remember why am I mad, why am I directing my anger.
You shouldn't even argue back. When he argues, you should just sit there and quiet. Like, you just
I
analyze
should.
Him.
Yeah,
and that'll just F him up all the way around. It's just...
I'm definitely doing that. I'm doing both of those things. If you're listening, honey, I'm doing that tonight if we have an argument.
Has yep. anybody ever said, I don't want a black doctor?
Oh, yeah. People have said that. So more so in the emergency room. And at that point, I'm like, okay, well, I'm the only one here. And so if you'd like to wait until the morning, you can. Obviously, I'm going defective. To see them. But, you know, then they realize, like, oh, she's the only doctor right now. Like, she's the only psychiatrist.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. It's crazy, and it just is a reminder at how much... you know, things haven't fully changed. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that I thought about too, talking about here is what's going on with the black maternal, you know, death rate.
Yes.
Right? And so we know that it's not because women are not educated mm-hmm. or they're not making enough money. What we know is that we're dealing with a lot of chronic stress that has to do with racism.
Right.
Right? So for me to be on the receiving end of it, even to be like, as, you know, I'm very well educated, you know, I read a lot, so I can at least put a few sentences together and sound articulate, but that's not really my goal when I'm meeting with someone. They can deal with whatever they want to deal with.
I had so much anxiety when my wife had a third daughter a couple weeks ago because of that, because I had been reading up on the black maternal, you know, death rates and stuff like that, and it was little things, like they told her she had to have a C-section, but she ended up not having to have a C-section, so mm-hmm. she had a vaginal birth, and then as she was in labor, no epidurals.
Wow.
All the epidurals were in use, so she had to have natural birth, and I'm like, didn't y'all know she was coming? Like, you know, that really bothered me.
What hospital
Absolutely.
Was that? I meant to ask. I'll ask you behind the scenes. That's weird.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, yeah. So congratulations on
Thank
your
you.
Baby. But also, I think what you're sharing is something that a lot of black families should be very, like, think a lot about. You know, I'm a woman and I want to have kids one day too. And I think about that too, because, mm-hmm. you know, there was an article that NPR put out, and it was a woman who was literally a PhD, and she worked to try to understand what's going on in our communities, and she died shortly after giving birth to her first child.
Wow.
And she had a community, you know, a lot of very well-educated friends. I mean, I keep saying well-educated because I want people to think, like, this is not a poor woman's problem. This is not a problem of, like, I didn't go to the doctor on time. These are people who are, like, at every appointment.
Right.
Even people who are planning pregnancies. It's very alarming. But I think that's another reason why therapy is an option, especially for black folk.
Give more info, Dr. Jess.
So right now, people can follow me on Instagram. It's Ask Dr. Jess. Mm-hmm. My website is AskDrJess.com. Mm-hmm. You can find my email there. I'm also really interested in getting more information from other therapists of color. I think that we really need to be doing more, be in those spaces. Don't be like the white version of yourself. Be your black version. Seriously, like you got to be able to relate. So
gotcha.
Go to my website. If you're a therapist, we're going to have a special link. I want you guys to connect with me, send me your data, because there's some things I want to unfold in the future, in the very, very near future.
Word. Well, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
Next time you come by, you got to take some phone calls. I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have a million and one questions.
Ooh, I'd love to do that.
Definitely.
Thank you, guys.
You're right there in Brooklyn. Pull up.
Yes.
Yeah, we can make this a regular thing.
Okay.
All right. It's
thank
the Breakfast Club. It's Dr. Jessica Clemens.
The Breakfast Club.
It's time.
She's spilling the tea.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee on the Breakfast Club.
Well, Dennis Hoff has passed away. I was on Twitter yesterday and I saw that Dennis Hoff was trending. And I was like, why is Dennis Hoff trending?
He's been up here a couple times, right?
Explain to people who Dennis Hoff is.
He owns the Bunny Ranch, and you've seen that show on HBO, Cat House. And he's the guy that owns the place where Lamar Odom overdosed, that Bunny Ranch where Lamar Odom went and overdosed.
He was trying to get us to come to the Bunny Ranch several times.
Listen, when I used to work at Sirius, he used to come up there all the time and try to get us to do the show live from the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah.
But a lot of people did used to hang out with him. He actually had a birthday party, and Ron Jeremy was there, Flavor Flav was there, Afro Man. He had a lot of people that he used to hang out with. He was 72 years old. What they are saying is they got a 911 call from his love ranch. I guess Ron Jeremy found him. And he fell when he went to sleep, I guess he just never woke up. So they're saying there's no foul play suspected. And
72 years old, man. He lived a good life. Drop on the clues bombs for Dennis Hoff, man.
He was also in the middle of a campaign for state assembly. He won the GOP primary back in June. He was a big Trump supporter as
Very
well.
Very lame way for him to die. I mean, I think that if I was
what you
to
mean,
die,
sleeping?
I would love to die old, peacefully in my sleep. But I mean, you're Dennis Hoff. Head of a Bunny Ranch, like, you know, I want to, you know, you probably want to die in like a wild orgy or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, just let your heart give out on you when you're with like 3-4 women. I'm just saying.
If you like that would hurt, like, you get a heart attack while you have an orgasm.
And that's like really traumatizing for the people who are in the room with you.
I'd probably just pass away sleeping.
That, though. When you sent that text yesterday and, you know, she told us how he died, I was like, I expected the story to end a little better than that.
You wanted a dramatic death?
Yeah.
No.
All right, Chance the Rapper. He is going to be campaigning for mayoral candidate Amara Enya, and here's what he had to say about that.
I'd like to say very narcissistically, if I back you, you have a chance, absolutely. And I want to work with somebody that's about change, somebody that's about our community, somebody that's about equity, somebody that's about fairness. And the one person that views aligned with me would obviously be candidate Amara Enya.
Yes, Amara Enya. Now, here's what she had to say about working with Chance on the campaign trail.
The difference between this endorsement and other typical endorsements is that this isn't a sort of flash in the pan, one-off press conference, and then it's over. We're actually going to be partnering together and essentially campaigning together. That includes doing events together. We've got forums scheduled to talk about some key issues around education and the city's economy. We've got fundraisers together. And he wants to be very much involved and out on the campaign trail.
Hey, man, Chance the Rapper is who he says he is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Salute that young man.
About the causes, and he's in Chicago doing that work. Now, he also went undercover as a Lyft driver, and that is to announce the ride-sharing app's partnership with the New Chance Fund charity. So here he is as a Lyft driver undercover.
What kind of music do you listen to? You don't listen to hip-hop, do you?
Yeah, definitely.
I like Kanye, Chance the Rapper.
I love Chance the Rapper, you know.
Chance the Rapper.
Yes.
Oh, Kendrick, also one of my favorites, obviously.
Kendrick is really good. Is he better than Chance, though? That's the real question.
They go that puppet dancing music.
You ever met Chance the Rapper?
No.
You could meet him.
Get out of here!
This what makes you not believe
it. That's what I'm talking about.
What?
They sit in the front seat. Who sits in the front seat in the Uber? Nobody sits in the front seat in Uber.
First of all, it's a Lyft.
A Lyft, okay. Who sits in the front seat in the Lyft?
Some people do that. Depends on how many other people are in the car.
It was nobody in the car. One person.
Oh. All I know is Chance the Rapper's music makes puppets dance. And I think Chance is getting a little bit bigger than his music. Y'all don't think so?
What do you mean?
Like the person is getting bigger than his actual music. When the last time Chance the Rapper put out music? I know you put out something, I think, earlier this year.
Like a couple months ago.
Yeah,
and them four songs are ringing.
What's the name of them?
That one, Workout, and it just curses. It's just he it curses so much. There's no clean version. Oh. I can't play it on radio. But
yeah,
Workout plays on the radio.
I do. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, the kids love it. Kids love it.
Chance has only had a couple of songs that were real big radio songs. Anyway,
he always
used to sell out festivals
and
everything.
Still
even
sells
before
out.
That.
Yeah, he's got albums people like.
My daughter's favorite artist. She plays his music all the time. And Trippie Redd. So you might not listen to it, but
I'm not saying nobody's listening to it. I'm just saying that I feel like he's getting bigger than his actual music. That's all I'm saying.
Ah, I don't know.
Change the rapper, the person, the personality.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. I get it, though. That's a big statement because he's so big as an artist anyway.
Yeah. But his music is huge, too. Yeah. Kids really follow his music. Mm-hmm. All right, Charlamagne.
Yes.
Who are you giving that donkey to?
Well, you know, speaking of Chance the Rapper, this is kind of all in the same family, or at least it used to be. Save Money Crew. We need Vic Mensa to come to the front of the congregation. I'd like to have a word with the young man.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll get into that next. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, ask Charlamagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey. Yeehaw.
Okay.
Donkey of the Day. The Breakfast Club, bitches.
I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, October 17th, goes to a rapper I really enjoy named Vic Mensa. Now, Vic, for the past couple weeks, has been getting flack for his BET Hip Hop Awards cipher, in which they were saying he dissed the young man who was murdered this summer, XXXTentacion. Now, I reserved judgment on this situation until I heard it for myself, and BET bleeped it out last night, but I'll fill in the blanks. Let's hear it.
Loser, your favorite rapper's a domestic abuser. Hey, name a single Vic Mensa song. We all know you won't live that long. I don't respect posthumously. Homicide ain't new to me. Catch up with academics at your eulogy.
Now, the lines that were bleeped out was, your favorite rapper is a domestic abuser, name a single Vic Mensa song, XXX, we all know you won't live that long. I don't respect N-words posthumously. Homicide ain't new to me. Ain't new to me. Catch up with academics at your eulogy. Now, I am a fan of free speech. Everyone has the right to say whatever it is they want to say, but once you say it, you have to deal with the consequences and repercussions of your words, okay? You put that energy out, so you will get that energy back. I saw Zoe Dollaz on Bootleg Kev and DJ Head show on Real 92.3 in L.A., and this is the kind of energy Vic Mensa is getting back from what he said. Let's hear what Zoe Dollaz had to say.
Did you see the Vic Mensa f***ed out?
Him.
So that's what I wanted to ask you
about. We want smoke behind that. We want all the smoke behind that. F*** him.
Period. It's that simple.
We want smoke behind that. We don't want no apologies. Go apologize to X. You can't apologize to him. He dead.
There's no conversation.
If any one of us X homeboys run into him, we going to knock him out. If that's the 2019, that's how we moving. Disrespect get you knocked out. Period.
Now, that has been the common sentiment among a lot of people and artists, and I understand. I get it. Now, I didn't know of any issues between Vic Mensa and XXX when X was alive, and if they did have an issue, cool. You know, Vic's keeping that same energy. If you didn't like someone when they were alive, those feelings don't change when the person dies. But I think the reason these bars didn't feel right was because it feels cheap coming from Vic Mensa, okay? Vic Mensa is a brother from Chicago that we have seen on the front lines in Chicago, standing up for the Laquan McDonald's of the world, standing up against the violence that has happened to young black and brown people at the hands of the police. Vic Mensa should know better than anyone that senseless violence is senseless violence, regardless of who it happens to, okay? You know, it's to say you don't respect N-words posthumously, okay? Say the word for me, homicide?
Homicide
ain't new to me. All right, my brother Vic, you smarter than that. And to send a shot at X for getting killed is weak. All right, don't throw a shot at X. Throw a shot at the people who killed him. And you start the bars off by saying your favorite rapper is a domestic abuser. Vic, does that include you, my brother? I have no problem with someone calling out the piss poor behavior of men, especially when it comes to violence towards women. But we first must address the skeletons in our own closet. See, I am an appreciator of Vic Mensa's music, and unlike a lot of y'all, I can name Vic Mensa's song. So on his EP, there's a lot going on. On the title track, he raps about getting drunk and making the mistake of putting his hands on his girlfriend. Let's hear it.
I drank that whole bottle of Douce, Ty gave me that night when we left.
the club at the Rap Genius house. Me and Shorty got into a fight. She came out the room swinging, hit me in the jaw. I was really trying to fend her off, but I ended up in the closet with my hands around her neck. I was tripping, dog. Too proud to apologize or empathize. I blamed it all on her, saying that she hit me first, even though she was the one hurt.
Now, I appreciate that kind of honesty, because smart people learn from their own mistakes. Wise people learn from the mistakes of others. When Vic Mensa shares stuff like that in records and acknowledges it was wrong like he has, then it may prevent someone else from making the same mistake. We actually had Vic on The Breakfast Club back when that record dropped, and I asked him about that exact line, and he explained it.
Talk about between me and her, how far it went. Yeah, I mean, I was just...
He choked her out in the song.
That's the beginning of the story. Okay. That's when you realize this is going... I mean, that's when I realized that, wow... But that was like maybe 2 years or something before we broke up. So in my album, I deal with a lot more of just like some crazy.
But you also, when you did that, realized this is not a good situation.
I realized 100, you know, like just I'm not proud of that. I don't talk about things like that in record because I want to brag. Like I think that my biggest strength is that I'm able to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God.
See, you live and you learn. Now, here's why Vic is getting donkey today. Vic, you are calling out XXXTentacion for his alleged violence towards a woman. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I saw a video of X hitting a woman in 2013, which means he was about 15 years old. Okay? X was going to sue the woman for fraud and defamation after her family allegedly demanded a large sum of money in exchange for her silence. And the woman later released a statement saying that the version of events described by X was correct and the charges on X were dropped. Look, I don't know what these kids do behind closed doors. Okay? I know that we all have demons and everyone is allowed to grow, though. All right? Vic, you are allowed to grow, so you should extend that same courtesy to others. But you can't extend that courtesy to XXXTentacion because, sadly, he was killed at 20 years old. So for that reason and that reason alone, you should just show some respect and leave it alone. You know, not make a mockery of the man's life and death, all right? We don't know what state of mind that brother was in when he died, nor do we know what kind of testimony he would have gave later in life based off his experiences, all right? We have to stop acting like people don't make mistakes. Without continual growth and progress, words like improvement, achievement, and success have no meaning. But once again, XXX didn't get the chance to grow because he was killed at only 20 years old. Vic, you don't strike me as a clout chaser or a person who says things for shock value, and I truly believe you when you say that you are all about holding people accountable for their actions when it comes to violence against women. But let's put that energy on the brothers that are alive. All right, the brothers who still have a chance to learn from their mistakes. All right, getting at a dead man only distracts from the message of you holding domestic abusers accountable. Listen, kids, the purpose of learning is growth, and our minds, unlike our bodies, can continue growing as we continue to live. Keywords, as we continue to live. Something XXXTentacion did not get to do. Please give Vic Mensa the biggest hee-haw. Ain't no need to double down on this, Vic. Just admit you was wrong and carry on.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that donkey today. Now, don't forget, Ella May will be joining us after the mix. She'll be in the building after the mix this morning. So Ella May will be joining us. But up next is Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake the fuck up.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
What's up? MV, this is Alvin calling out of Melbourne, Florida.
What's up, bro? What's your question for Yee?
Yeah, I need advice on how to find this girl I met in August. We hooked up. I seen her at a bus stop. We ended up chatting for a little bit. I got her number. We came back to my house, and we messed around.
Mm-hmm.
But it was in my old phone, right? So my old phone ended up getting lost. And I can't think of her number. I remember the first three digits, but I can't remember the last four. And I'm trying to get a hold of her. I know she stayed in Melbourne somewhere in my city, but I can't get a hold of her. I don't know where she at. I'm just trying to give a shout out to her, tell her I love her.
So you don't know her. You love her. So you don't know her.
Wow, you love her already?
You know her first and last name?
I know her first name, but I can't think of her last name.
How you love her? You don't know her last name, bro.
He messed around with her one time. How about, can you go online and look at all the numbers that you dialed? If you go online and look at your phone bill?
I got a whole new phone. I got a whole new number and everything.
Yeah, why don't he just go to the bus stop?
And
I don't
stand
think
there
she'll
for
be
days.
There anymore. This is Mrs. August.
But listen, you know you can go look up all the numbers that you dialed on your old phone bill.
Oh, okay.
I would
do that.
Because that's happened to me before, where I've had to find somebody's phone number and I couldn't remember it and I lost my phone. And I just went in my and put in my password online, and I was able to pull up all the old numbers that I dialed. So that's
because I don't remember my password or nothing. I know her first name is Sarah, but I can't remember the last name. She was a little dime piece. I'm trying to get a hold of it again until I said what's up.
All right, so her name is Sarah. She's from where?
She's from Melbourne, Florida.
And you love her?
I love her.
From Melbourne, Florida.
When I was sleeping in the bed, the same spot where we did our thing at, and I heard her name calling me. I heard her like, I heard her say, why he wouldn't call me, and I heard her crying.
Is she alive?
She came to you as a spirit?
Yeah, she alive, yeah.
I have a question. Why did you change your phone number?
I can't.
No, I lost my phone. I had to get a whole new phone.
I know, but did you say you changed your phone number also?
Yeah, I got a whole new service plan and everything. My number changed and everything. She probably been trying to call it in. I just can't get a hold of it.
All right, now, if she's listening, how can Sarah from Melbourne, Florida, and anybody who knows her, hit us up? This is what you're going to do. You're going to send me your information, and then and you're going to send that to helpmeyee@gmail.com, and then hopefully we'll find Sarah from Melbourne. We're going to ask her to send her picture, and then we'll send it to you, make sure.
I wouldn't call him back. He's too clingy. He loves me already.
Yeah, but he also changed
his
number.
He loves you already?
I don't understand if you really wanted to track this woman down, why you would change your phone number and not just...
No, I didn't change it. I just had to get a whole new phone.
Yeah, but
I
you can take your number from one service and bring it to the other.
You too clingy, bro.
Yeah. No, I ain't that clingy, but I want to be with her. I want to know how she is.
You don't even know her last name, man.
Look, I haven't been in a relationship since 2015, Envy.
That's why.
2015.
You don't even know her credit. You don't know nothing about her.
You're right.
Envy, maybe this is going to be a true love story, okay? Right. Stop discouraging him. Let him find her.
And also, I'm an ex-rapper calling from Melbourne, Florida. I'm an ex-rapper. You know what I'm saying? I'm working on the mixtape.
Oh, run, Sarah.
My boy, JC.
See? 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 All
right. Dark Mind's the mixtape. Get that.
What's your rap name, bro?
Cashflow Diggity.
What is it?
Casper Diggity.
Hey, can I tell you something? Can I tell y'all something?
Cashflow Diggity.
Friends don't let friends get pregnant from SoundCloud mixtape rappers, okay?
Nah, man, I've been doing this since the age of 10, man. My biggest inspiration is Tupac Shakur. That's what got me started.
Well, let's hear something right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Take us out.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do something live. Take us out of this. You're a rapper. You've been doing this since you were 10.
All right, my name is Cash Flow, coming from the 954, representing the 321. You already know.
Sarah, don't call. Sarah, talking Halloween. I ain't trying to scare you.
Too, man. You got to stop talking about Florida. We ain't that crazy.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank
bro.
You, Cash Flow Diggity.
Don't graduate high school.
Hey, listen, man.
Oh, my God.
Uber's hiring, bro.
Ask ye, man. 800-585-1051. Sarah, if you're listening, run. Just run.
I'm trying, guys, but Envy and Charlamagne are haters.
Yo, come on now. Call up now. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hi. I actually want to keep myself anonymous.
All right, anonymous. What's your question for Yee?
So a couple of years back, I was pretty devastated to learn that the probability of me reproducing was highly unlikely. So my question is, when is a good time to tell? I'm single right now, but when will be a good time to tell a person that I'm interested in?
I mean, I think that would have to come with, if you end up dating somebody and you feel like it's getting serious, that's when you have that talk.
Well, she said she can't have a baby?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so that's not something that I would bring up right away, but if you are starting to like somebody enough that you feel like you want to be exclusive with them, that would be the time for you guys to have that discussion. What is the problem that they're saying that you can't have children?
I just have a lot of complications, medical stuff. So.
But it's not that it's impossible, it's that it's going to be difficult.
Highly unlikely, right.
Right.
That doesn't mean impossible.
Yeah, exactly. I know a lot of people that have kids that have been told the same
Absolutely.
Exact thing and still
yeah,
have managed to do
that's
that.
That's something that I feel like I would want to know about somebody right away. So,
well, right away or when you decide that you might want to get a little more serious.
Right. But should that be like before we're claiming each other or should that be like how early on?
I think that's up to you and you can feel it out in your situation. But before we become exclusive, that would be a conversation that I would have. So if you guys have gone on a few different dates and it's something that you feel like you might want to be with this person and you feel that he might want to be with you, that's when you have those discussions.
Okay.
You know, and listen, there's a lot of alternatives too, but A, it's not impossible. You have to let them know that it is difficult, and your doctor said unlikely, and figure out ways that you can perhaps make those chances stronger for you. But of course, there's always other options too. You know, there's a lot of kids out there that need homes, that need love, and you can also look at that as an option as well.
Yeah, you're right.
All right. Good luck to you, hon.
Thank you, guys.
All righty, mama. All right. Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, you can hit Yee up at any time. Now, don't forget, Ella May, she's going to be joining us after the mix next hour, so keep a lock. Ella May will be in the building. But we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yes, let's talk about Pusha T. He went on Joe Budden's podcast, and he's revealing who actually gave him the information about Drake, and it's not what Drake thinks it is.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Pusha T. Oh, my God. Drake versus Pusha T versus Kanye and all of this. Now, let's talk about flashback to what Drake had to say on The Shop with LeBron and Maverick when he was talking about how Kanye had information about him.
I'm in Wyoming. I play him March 14th. I send him a picture of my son. I tell him I'm having trouble with my son's mother. So I wake up and all these dates are out one by one by one, all around June 15th. Then the next 2 days, whatever, I wake up now to this text from him, like, passive, like, sends me something I did. Yo, I love you, brother.
If Kanye did that, that's lame as hell.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, according to Pusha T, that's actually not what happened. Now, Pusha T has his own, and he is very direct and straightforward in saying how he got this information. Here's what he said on Joe Budden's podcast.
The information came from 40. It didn't come from Kanye. 40 is sleeping with a woman. You know, he talks to her daily, 5-6 hours a day, and ultimately speaks about how he's disgruntled about certain things, notoriety and things involving Drake and his career, so on and so forth. With that also came the fact that Drake has a child. With that also came the trip that everybody took to go see the child and bring him gifts and all, you know, all of this information. She divulged this information.
She has a great personality.
That's where it came from.
So wow. 40 was pillow talking with a young lady.
That's what it sounds like.
Now, if you guys remember a couple months ago on my rumor report, I said this. But according to a source that I heard from that's very close to their camp with good information, they said it was actually a young lady that gave the information to Pusha T, somebody that Drake knew.
Well, now it's a popularity contest because Drake gave a version, Pusha gave a version, and whoever you believe depends on who you like the most.
Mm. But Pusha was very direct in his version. I think Drake had a theory about what happened, is what it seemed like to me. It seems like his theory was that he was with Kanye, and this is what must have happened.
Yeah.
And Pusha saying, no, this is actually what happened. So
why are people acting like the young lady, the baby mama, didn't have a Twitter page and was tweeting Drake, that Drake was a deadbeat?
Yeah, she definitely was, and a lot of people knew her.
But there was like three women that said they were pregnant by Drake at the time.
I just remember her specifically because she was a porn star, and I remember people was pointing me to that page, and the bio said Drake is a deadbeat dad.
Nah, there was a couple women at the time, I believe.
Mm.
Right, so I don't know. These guys know what the truth is. Really, Pusha T knows who told him, period. Amen. And he's saying that's who told him.
Who cares at this point?
I don't know.
Interesting, though.
People care. Now, let's talk about some new music. Remy Ma and Papoose, they have a collab together. And this song is about their baby, mm-hmm. their unborn child. It's called The Golden Child. Here's Papoose's part.
It was love at first sight when I met your mom. I was open. Well, she the queen I'm supposed to bow. Pretty face with a potent smile. We planned to have you back then, but tragedy slowed us down. Cause she went away for a while when your dad had to hold it down. I questioned God, like, why is this happening? You know it's bad. Everything that happened, happened for a reason. I know it now. We argue what we gonna name you. I feel that's over now. It don't matter to me, cause to me your name is the Golden Child.
Man,
well, here's Remy Ma's part. Let's hear Remy's part.
First comes loving, then comes marriage. Never mention the devastation that happened. A miscarriage. I was torn up, broken down, felt less than a woman. But all that pain was erased when the doctor said you was coming. Me and daddy were so happy. This is all we ever wanted. So protective of your presence. I was scared to show my stomach. The rumors had to dub it. Said pregnancy's supposed to change you. My belly, your dad would rub it. He was hating on my angles.
Pappy really make me feel like I'm not doing enough. I'm gonna go get matching Pelly leather coats for me and my wife this winter, man.
You should,
yeah.
And absolutely. Y'all DJs better play that record too.
Okay, dope. I like the record.
No, I ain't asking if you like it. I said y'all better play it, all right? Because that's like when somebody walks up to you with a Jesus pamphlet in the street, you can't throw it away, because if you do, you're throwing away Jesus. You can't throw away Black Love.
Right, you should tell all the program directors they should be playing that. Tell all the program directors they should be playing that record.
I'm talking to a DJ named DJ Envy, who got nominated for Best DJ of the Year last night at the BET Hip Hop Awards. That means you won one of the five best DJs in the country.
Sounds like you need to be telling Khaled that.
I didn't win.
Khaled definitely ain't playing
that.
I didn't win.
All right, and last but not least, according to TMZ, Cardi B has some new music, but her team is locked. They're not sure what she should do, because she has some songs where she's taking shots at Nicki Minaj, but some of her team feels like, just let it go, and this is actually going to benefit Nicki if you put the spotlight back on her. And so they think those dishes should be gone from the records, but the strategies, do we ignore Nicki Minaj or do we address it?
The record I heard that I really enjoy, I don't hear no shots to Nicki in that record.
I guess she has a lot of music, though, that she's done.
How many records you heard?
One that I remember. Mm. Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
You worked there and only heard one record?
Yeah, I haven't heard it yet.
Mm. Okay. All right. Well, shout to Eminem. Today is Eminem's birthday.
By the way, we're not going to sit here and act like y'all ain't paid Lil Duval no respect this morning. All right, like, he didn't shut down the BET Hip Hop Awards.
It's your fault.
Night.
We wanted to play it, but okay. You kept talking over Rumor
really?
Report. Yes.
Like, he didn't have the best performance last night.
I don't go over
night.
And beyond for Lil Duval play his record all the time before
I
anybody
ain't
playing
ask you
with
that. I just
I
said,
ain't call that man and tell him to put the hook first.
Drop one of Clues Bombs for Lil
Shout
Duval.
Shout out to Lil Duval.
41 years old, out here with a hit
living
record.
Living his best life.
You know, closing out the BET Hip Hop Awards, okay?
Shout out to Revolt. We'll see you tomorrow. And like I said, it's Eminem's birthday. Happy birthday, Mr.
Marshall Mathers.
We're going to start the mix off with some Eminem, all right? Let me know your favorite Eminem joints. Wow. We got a couple of Eminem joints. We're going
to
get on what?
Pay homage to the white man, but won't pay homage to Lil Duval. I see what's going on here.
What we finna do? What we finna do?
Nah, my friend. All right. Hey. Mix is up next. And don't forget, LMA will be joining us after the mix. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league. Starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
Welcome to Burger Yippee. Would you like a hot apple pie today?
Yes, yes, yeah, I won! Woohoo!
So that's a yes on the apple pie?
I just went big time playing High Five Casino on my phone. Real cash prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. Yeah!
So yes or no on the apple pie?
Woo! I won again!
I'll take that as a yes. Drive around.
Have you had your high-five moment today? Only at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
Attention campers, the new Camp Snoopy at Kings Island brings your family summer camp fun all season long. Head to Camp Snoopy with Charlie Brown and the whole Peanuts gang for fun and adventure. Race forwards and backwards on the new family boomerang coaster, Snoopy Soapbox Racers. Explore on your own with more space to roam at Beagle Scout Acres. And don't forget to grab a snack at Pigpen's Mess Hall. It's a new way to play with the Peanuts gang at Camp Snoopy. Now open, only at Kings Island, for the fun of it.